What's up, everybody? Welcome to Greg Way. Cheers to Friday. If you're an audio listener, I drank some beer. We got kegs in the kegerator again for that there Super Bowl. So you had to taste them. You had to make sure they were working. Of course, a long stream here, kind of funny today, doing that there second part of the anniversary stream, because you fucked it up, the thermometer, back in January. Doing a big stream today with all sorts of content on it. On top of that, did a PS I Love You that's embargoed for next week. On top of that, worrying about the indie mix stuff for GDC. It's crazy shit happening left and right around here, let alone the Super Bowl, let alone DICE, let alone life and Helldivers. Today's question actually has to do with DICE. The one, the only, Kyle the Fish 30 wrote in on YouTube. Hey Greg, was wondering what goes into hosting the DICE Awards. How collaborative is it, both with Stella and with the DICE Awards themselves? Is there anything you wish the show would add or change? For example, adding or removing specific awards, highlighting more or less developer time, a different host, changes in format, etc. Thanks for entertaining, Kyle the Fish 30. Well, thank you, Kyle the Fish 30, for supporting us on YouTube with your YouTube membership, your Kind of Funny membership on YouTube. Thanks to the Patreon people too as well. DICE Awards are quickly approaching. Wednesday I go to Vegas, and Thursday I host the DICE Awards with Stella. This will be my 8th time hosting the award show. Very exciting. Stella's 2nd. And what a great question. You know, I think so much happens here at Kind of Funny and in my life that I don't think we actually do enough to talk about what's going on with the DICE Awards, because DICE Awards is one of those things, right? I just host, I show up, I perform, and I go back. And it's, so it's not as in-depth as, or not as taxing as if I was planning the whole thing like a Kind of Funny game showcase or one of the shows we do here. And it's not a Kind of Funny product, so we're not like promoting it like crazy in housekeeping or anything like that, right? It's a paid gig. So like what goes into hosting the DICE Awards? A lot on the day. It's a big day thing, rather than an overarching thing. If you wanted to, you know, usually at the end, the fall, winter of 2020, well, however you want to say it, you know, November-ish, I get hit up by DICE to make sure I want to come back and do the award show. I say I sure do. They announce that, and then alongside the nominees, you know, at the beginning of January. And then, pretty quickly thereafter, we get roped in with Mike Drucker. Of course, if you remember Mike Drucker, he was most famously the lead writer of Up at Noon at IGN. Then he left to go work on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and then he did Samantha Bee. And, you know, he's an acclaimed comedian in New York, yada, yada, yada. But we gave him his start, ladies and gentlemen, at IGN. And the story goes for me in the DICE Awards, right? In 2015, I gave a speech at this little award show called the Game Awards, thanking developers for all their contributions and what they do to every one of our lives, how much better they make our lives. And in 2016, at the end of it, I got hit up by DICE, and they're like, hey, you know, last year your speech at the awards really touched us. And, you know, we've had, I think it was Jay Moore host the DICE Awards for a number of years now. We love Jay, he's great, but he's not really from the community. He's not really from the audience that consumes the games. And we were thinking we wanted to change the DICE Awards to be more like your speech. And so we were wondering if you wanted to host it. And I said, yeah. And they said, I can't remember if they said, we're thinking Chobot as a host, or if they said, do you have suggestions for hosts? And I said, Chobot. Somewhere in between, I'm sure. And Chobot, you know, became my host, and we did it for a number of years until, you know, Chobot moved to Amsterdam. And last year they were like, who else would you like? And I was like, well, Stella's fantastic, and we got Stella in there. However, when they told back in the day when they were like, we want to pivot to do this, do you have a suggestion for a writer? I was like, oh my God, it's got to be Mike Drucker. And Drucker's then been with us those years. And he has a few different partners he brings in throughout the years to do stuff too. So once the nominees are announced, then Drucker usually comes and gets a Google Doc script together with all of us, everybody from the Academy, everybody from DICE, me, Stella, and he'll put like, you know, 3 or 4 different versions of jokes in there, and we'll go through and you make notes and you say, I like this, I don't like this, I'd want to say this, blah, blah. Then he narrows that down after we have a meeting about that and a discussion about that into a more ready-to-go script that you then annotate to death in terms of, I want to say that, or this, that, and the other, blah, blah, or don't say this, blah, blah. And then, you know, well, that's locked. That was locked last week. And now, next week, I guess it was locked this week. God, I'm already thinking it's next week. Anyways, Thursday, I'll go there with Stella, and we will do a read-through on stage, feel out the space, obviously, do some lighting cues, some run-throughs for that, some read-throughs of the script on the stage. Drucker is actually going to be there this year. Usually it's his partner that's there. That way they can spruce up jokes, change things if it's not playing in the room, reword things. If we ad-lib up there and they like it, they might add it in and leave it there kind of thing. But, you know, we usually do really one real read-through. Well, I shouldn't say usually. Me and Stella have done it once now. Last year, we did one real read-through of it and then a few runs. That was more for timing and everything else. But I really hate running it to death because I feel like it just drains the spontaneity out of it. Because you'll get up there and, you know, you'll do a joke and then I'll do a little ad-lib after the fact. And then by the third time I'm doing that in rehearsal, I don't even feel the joy I did in the first one, right? So there's a fun thing there of a balancing act to that. So then, you know, go back to the hotel room, chill out, and then come down and fucking do the goddamn thing, right? So that's what goes into hosting it. It's a big energy spend on the day, right? But even then, you know, I'm in Drucker's hands, and it's what? I'm up there for 7 minutes, you know what I mean? In the front, and then a couple other appearances throughout the show to usher in whoever's going to come up and give the awards and stuff like that. So it's like, it's a weird one. It's a hurry up and wait one. You know, I don't, this sounds stupid, I guess, but I don't host often. I feel like, yeah, I host shows here, but I also produce those shows and have to worry about the next show and answer emails and plan this thing and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So it's not, I feel like a day at Kinda Funny is way more stressful and tiring than the Dice Awards. But it's always fun. It's always energetic. You know, there's that live element to it, which is, all right, cool. I'm up there, and are these jokes hitting, and can I play off of that, and why is the crowd laughing or not laughing, da-da-da-da-da. So, like, one of the how collaborative is? It's collaborative, for sure, right? Because it is all of us going through the script and noting and changing and stuff. But it is, you know, Drucker writing it in our voice and then us, you know, changing that up there. And the Dice, you say with the Dice Awards themselves, they've always been great partners to me. Is there anything you wish the show would add or change? I really wish they'd mic the crowd better. There is a mic out there, but it, no matter what, it sounds dead on air. So people are always like, oh, they're bombing, when in reality, sometimes we are. But like last year, the fucking crowd was insane. I don't know how much that played. It was great. So I wish they promoted it. This is something we've talked about, I think, on Games Daily, where it was like, Dice Awards are the award show that everybody at Game Awards, when they get mad, says they want. But Dice Awards doesn't do like commercials and trailers. It doesn't sponsor Kinda Funny Games Daily to talk about it every day. You know what I mean? So it's one of those like, it's a, if you know, you know kind of thing. But like, how many people right now are thinking, oh, I can't wait for Dice Awards on Thursday? Not that many. You are, of course, because you're here asking the question. You know I'm talking about it. You know I'm getting ready for it. But I think for most people, it's an afterthought. Like, it's not an event, which is totally fine. You know, I think the event of Dice, which is a multi-day conference for video game developers and publishers and creators to get together and talk to each other, is what Dice is about. The Dice Awards are a cherry on top and a place and a plan and a chance to go drink and hopefully get an award in front of your friends. You know, I think it's cool that I love that it is a bit more private of the developers honoring each other, because the whole deal here is that the awards are voted on by the developers. So like, when something wins Game of the Year at Dice, it is the industry that makes your games saying, hey, we think this is the best game, which I think always is fascinating compared to what happens, at an IGN or a Kinda Funny or whoever, right? I like the idea that the people actually know the blood, sweat, and tears that went into making that game think that is the best game. I think that's pretty impressive. And for example, adding or removing specific awards. I don't have any say in the actual awards themselves. If I wanted to, they would take my advice on that. But like, I don't like pay that level of attention to, oh, we should really get rid of the mobile game. I don't know if they're mobile game of the year. You know what I mean? Like anything like that. Like, I feel like they do a good job and I haven't, but I'm not like, that's again, an actual Dice thing. That's an actual, the developers and people who make the games deciding what it is and what they should do and yada, yada, yada. So in highlighting more or less developer time, I think we let you talk. You know what I mean? That was the funny thing about Christopher Judge winning his game award. Last year, but like 2 years ago, I guess, right? So in 2018, So it's 2022 Game Awards, right? When Christopher Judge went on and on and on. He won at the DICE Awards, which would have been 2019, right? And he did the exact same thing there. Gave an incredibly emotionally moving speech that just went and went and went and went and went. And we let him go. You know what I mean? So when he stepped up at the Game Awards and when he won in 2022, I was like, oh shit, he's going to go. And he did. We don't care at the DICE Awards. DICE Awards, there's a bunch of booze on the table and everybody wants you to have fun. And this is everybody's moment to shine. So there's no walk them off, playoff music or anything like that. And that's not me taking a shot at Jeff whatsoever. They're very different shows in terms of what they're trying to do. But DICE Awards is trying to celebrate developers and their games. So I'm always very proud that it is a place just to do stuff there. Format, like, you know, an award show is an award show. Again, I think it's an interesting conversation because I don't know you, the viewer slash listener, how much you understand how much a kind of funny show is the host or the person or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, we all think everything we do here to death to the detail because, of course, like, this is what we do. This is the job. This is our career. These are our lives. So for you to be like, a different format for the DICE Awards? No. Like, I always think about it this way, you know, like, it's the difference of, at Kinda Funny, you're the chef on a food truck. You know what I mean? You own the truck, you're doing the thing, you're driving the truck, you're making the food, you're ordering the food, you're doing the thing. Like, you're the thing you eat is only a percentage of what your actual responsibilities are, right? Whereas at the DICE Awards, I am just running the grill. I'm just grilling steaks at a steakhouse, right? Like, I'm not procuring the steak or bringing it to your table or doing whatever. I have a role there rather than being in charge of everything. So changing the format and stuff, no. But again, if I was like, yo, this sucks. This award show format you're doing sucks. I could say that and they would take that and probably run with it. But in general, like, I'm not there to reinvent the DICE Awards, right? I'm there to host it and right now, you know, still to this day, you know, iterate on my 2015 Game Awards speech. So that's the DICE Awards. I love it. It's a fun time to go. I have some cool meetings I can't tell you about yet. Maybe you'll see photos from them one day. But a lot of good stuff happened over there. But for now, I think I gotta get ready maybe to eat hot peppers. I think that might be up on the thermometer soon. And God, I just want to play Helldivers, but I still have like 3,000 emails to do. So ladies and gentlemen, this is your final Greg Way of the week. I hope you have a lovely Super Bowl weekend. I hope Taylor Swift gets proposed to. And until next time, no. It's been my pleasure to serve you.